Today, Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams announced that his office will not pursue a new sentencing trial for Momia Abu Jamal. This effectively ends the possibility of execution for Abu Jamal, who has been imprisoned for nearly 30 years. For more, we're joined by Christina Swarns. She's the director of the Criminal Justice Project at the NAACP's Legal Defense and Educational Fund. She is currently lead counsel for Momia Abu Jamal. Welcome to FSRN.
Thank you so much.
The appeal process in Abu Jamal's case, both the sentencing and the trial, has lasted decades. Talk about the significance of this announcement today.
Well, this announcement brings to an end, really, 30 years of pursuit of a death sentence that probably shouldn't have been pursued in the first place. Mr. Abu Jamal, in 1982, was a man with no criminal history, a man with no history of violence, a family man, a journalist, an established member of the Philadelphia community. In the 30 years that have passed since then, he has become an international figure, the face of the American death penalty system and its corruption and its brokenness. And he has gone on to become an enormous voice and writer and contributor to dialogue and thought on the justice of the death penalty in the United States. Today's decision is appropriate because a person of this stature, of this who has made these kinds of contributions, a person with this kind of history simply should never face a death sentence.
Now, District Attorney Seth Williams today said Abu Jamal would be removed from death row. Where will he go, and what will the circumstances of his imprisonment be?
Death row in Pennsylvania is extraordinarily restrictive. Mr. Abu Jamal is in a single cell. He lives in isolation, and he stays by himself 23 hours a day. It's under lockdown conditions. He can have no contact visits with anyone, including his legal team. All of his visits are behind glass. Once he is removed from death row and put into general population, many of those restrictions will be lifted.
You mentioned the circumstances of solitary confinement, and not just in Abu Jamal's case, but in other situations as well, that those circumstances have been described as torture, and that is likely to end.
Yes, okay. It will end as soon as he is removed from a death row.
And is it clear now when that formal resentencing will take place?
It is not. We don't know yet.
Well, questions still surround the conviction in this case. Today, Nobel laureate Desmond Tutu called for Abu Jamal's immediate release, stating, quote, "Now that it is clear that Momia should never have been on death row in the first place, justice will not be served by relegating him to prison for the rest of his life." You mentioned the 30-year anniversary of the imprisonment coming up. At this point, what does Mumia's case symbolize for the fight against the death penalty?
Today's decision comes at a time when death sentencing rates in the United States are reaching historic low points. Juries throughout the country are troubled by evidence of exonerations. They're troubled by evidence of people who don't belong on death row being sentenced to death, and they're simply not returning death sentences. That Mr. Abu Jamal, whose case has gained such extraordinary notoriety, will no longer face a death sentence, I think is symbolic of the times and is consistent with the times. And I think it offers hope to those of us who continue to struggle against the death penalty that we will see the end of this practice perhaps in our lifetimes.
Christina Swarns is director of the Criminal Justice Project at the NAACP's Legal Defense and Educational Fund and an attorney for Momia Abu Jamal. Philadelphia's district attorney said today that the city will no longer seek an execution of Abu Jamal. Christina Swarns, thank you so much.
Thank you.